very much, you guys. You know what I like about this theater already? It's not only the fact that you guys are standing up, which is great, because this is the third show we've played in a row, and the third show in a seated theater, and I like the fact that you guys just stood up when the rock started happening. That was great. But the thing I like even more than that is that it has this weird kind of Muppet Show style, little kind of booths on the side there, and this young lady is dancing up there in the corner. That was very nice. Kind of like a younger version of the Muppet Show guys. I don't know how you guys got those seats. I don't know if your parents like own the town or something like that. But I don't know how you get those kind of seats. I've often kind of thought that maybe one of my goals in life would be to... Have you guys seen that movie Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze? I've often thought I'd like to maybe go to a small town somewhere, probably in the South, and like kind of run the town, but not run the town benevolently, just be really evil. Like the guy in Roadhouse. Never mind. I just like the fact that in that movie there's the premise is that like small towns are run by evil people, like that one guy would run the entire town, you know, and he'd be like an evil, vicious guy.
You said Patrick Swayze, and instantly I flash back to the conversation we were having last night about Jennifer Grey and how she was awesome until she had her nose job.
Yeah.
And it was at that point that she gave everything away.
There was Dirty Dancing, and then what was there after that? There was nothing.
Maybe what's the part that they took off of Jennifer Grey's nose?
Is more famous than she is.
That's true, but it's also, maybe that is like the part that's like running some town somewhere. It's like...
In Roadhouse?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll think about that over the next couple
Everybody,
of songs.
Everybody, it's time for music. Should we play music now? That's what I think we should do.